608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells CBS the brief rebellion by the mercenary Wagner Group in Russia is over. But what comes next?
Too soon to tell what's going to happen to the Wagner forces. It's too soon to tell whether they're going to go back into the fight as Wagner, whether they get integrated into regular Russian forces, what this means for Wagner and other parts of the world.
Canadian investigators are looking into the submersible implosion. CBS's Adriana Diaz reports.
They're looking into the Polar Prince's role as a support vessel and the circumstances that may have caused the implosion that killed all five people on board the Titan. The U.S. Coast Guard is also investigating, searching for additional evidence near the Titanic wreckage site.
A pride parade in New York City today. Governor Kathy Hochul welcomed the crowd.
Today we celebrate the values that we embrace. Love and equality, progress and acceptance, unity and celebration.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
The dark side's gonna love the misery. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's blind. Slip to the dark side across our line. On the dark side, oh yeah. On the dark side, oh yeah.
hit after hit after hit. The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW. CFW.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't.
57 CFW.
Thank you.
Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW. CFW.
Wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms likely for your Sunday. High temperatures up around 76. Our winds becoming northwest in the afternoon. Showers and storms still likely as we head through the evening. Mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures down to 60. Still some storms for your Monday. Currently 71 degrees.
CFW.
The Valley is Sounds Like Summer Concerts in Phoenix Park and taking a ride on the Chippewa River Trail. This is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
Oh.
1057 CFW. As much a part of summer as... excuse me one minute.
Hey, no running by the pool, kids.
Sorry. As much a part of summer as long days by the pool. Don't forget your radio. 105.7 CFW.
Feelings right. Oh, this is single baby. Sophisticated mama. Come on, you disco lady. Yeah, stay with me tonight, mom. Yeah.
And better than ever. Don't miss the magic, mystery, and history of the Newborn Village Renaissance Festival happening 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday through July 2nd at the Eagle Ridge Festival Grounds in Chippewa Falls. The Valley's Renfest has it all. Live entertainment, merchants, and of course food, including those huge turkey legs, a true tradition. Find a schedule and map at newbornvillage.com.
This is 105.7 CFW. CFW.
105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
1057 CFW. Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. Woo! The Valley's fun music.